Yeah.
All right, well, we are now joined by Noah Gregson, driver of the number 9 Bass Pro Shops True Timber Camo Chevrolet. Noah, crazy finish there. Take us through it from your perspective.
Felt like we were pretty good there in clean air. And Dave Allen's had the Bass Pro Shop, Black Rifle Coffee, True Timber car rolling there, especially when we got out in clean air and kind of struggled all day with just wrapping the corner. It seemed like everybody could kind of overwrap compared to me, which was just kind of what we had all day. So definitely battling that tight exit feeling. We worked on it, and really came alive there at the last run. We got that final restart, got out to the lead. About 10 laps to go, I seen the 21 in my mirror every lap, holding off the 20, and we were maintaining with him. I knew that 20 was faster than the 21, but I don't know. Once the 20 got around the 21, it's like he ran me down like a NASA Motorsports mobile, and we were just sitting like a rock. I was driving my ass off as hard as I can and trying to make the most of what we had, and felt like we had a good car. Just I don't know what I could have done differently. I have to go back and look and watch, but I felt like I planned and I was prepared for that moment. It just obviously didn't work. So so frustrated at myself and letting that one slip away, just because I know how much it's a difference maker in this sport. It's a difference in us going to Phoenix and fighting for a championship and not, and you're locked in if you win. So I don't know what to say. Bummed out.
Well, we'll go ahead and open it up to questions for Noah. We'll start with Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Noah, did you, were you surprised at how fast he was able to get you, or could you see the way he was coming that it was, you were just going to go and have to hit your marks and hope that he didn't pass you?
Well, I knew he was fast behind the 21. I thought the 21 held him off enough, but I guess not long enough. I thought with two or three to go, I think he passed them, and I thought that was going to be enough to hold him off. But he was so much faster. He ran me down really quick and just wrapped better and drove. I felt like I tried to do everything right for what we had. It just didn't end up happening. But very thankful for our Bass Pro Shop team, Dave Ellens and the rest of the guys. They worked their tails off. And normally I feel like I'd get excited in moments like that, but I was more patient and calm than ever. And I felt like I was really well prepared for this moment. Just entry of three, you're on top of the world, and exit, you're feel like a total POS.
Well, it looks like you're 15 points behind the cutoff going into Martinsville. So how do you, what's your outlook for Martinsville?
Just try to go win the race. Try to go run as best as possible and do the best I can. There's a lot of great competitors here in the Xfinity Series fighting for a championship, and it's competitive, but there's no reason why we shouldn't be there. And just got to focus forward and keep our heads up and stay positive and let the past be the past and learn from it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll go next to Dustin Albino. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, no, you mentioned being tight there. Were you doing anything differently over the final few laps or so?
No. It was growing tighter on me. I was maybe using a little bit more steering wheel. That'll heat up the front tires a little bit more, but I figured in the last lap in 1 and 2, I knew it was coming quick. And I figured that might as well put all the wheel I can to it. until slip angle, obviously. But I don't know if that overheated the fronts or what, but it was tighter and just growing tight as the last closing laps came, and didn't get it done.
Thanks, Noah.
Thank you.
Our final question for Noah will come from Casey Campbell. Go ahead, Casey.
Thanks, Sam. Noah, when you, of course, we're coming into Martinsville next week. I know you've won there in a truck, but you haven't been there in an Xfinity car. Do you feel like you're at an advantage since you have won at that place, even though it was in a truck?
I feel like my experience there has been positive. I'm lucky and grateful to have laps there in the past racing in the truck series, but I think a lot of guys are on the same, pretty much everyone's on the same playing field. You got guys who have raced cup races there and have tons of laps there, so it's going to be exciting. It's going to be wild nonetheless, but doesn't make it any easier winning there in the past. I got the future to look forward to.
Thanks, Noah.
Thank you.
Noah, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.